So that's like a little art warm-up. And then the art walk starts at 5, and you can visit the Impic Gallery, which will feature an exhibit by Anthony Carrara, who is also the art walk forum lecturer this month. So it'll be great to hear about his process and then see his work. Then head to the Gilson Gallery for a new exhibit, An Art History of Emporia, which is community-submitted art. Then you can get some live music at Heath Recital Hall, where the faculty will be playing a Get Acquainted recital. Then run on over to ESU Library and Archives on campus at the Weir Mound White Library and see a new traveling exhibit that has stopped here called Renaissance Science, Magic, and Medicine in Harry Potter's World, which I think will be really interesting. They will also be having a book sale, and you can create your own herbal sachet during the art walk.
Yeah, buck a book I think they have there tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And Sacred Leaf will be hosting Heather Hines. Heather will be having flowers. So that's a little bright spot in the evening. New venue, Healthy Thoughts for Growth Counseling, will be hosting fiber artist Anya Ford. Victor Santayana will be at Midwest Mama Co. with his new work. The Emporia Arts Center has a new exhibit, Living Language Land. I think that'll be really interesting to see. We are also happy to have the Emporia Chamber of Commerce join us for this art walk, and they will be hosting artist Dion Morrow, and he has some new paintings to show. You can still catch the exhibit of John King and Mulready's Pub. At Gravel City Roasters, there's a new exhibit of acrylic abstracts by Amy Hall. Trox Gallery and Gifts also has a new exhibit by Emmeline Fuller, and there's some surprises to this one, so be sure and catch that. Friends of the Library will be holding a book sale during the art walk and also hosting the art of Christy Winter. The Axe Shed will host Libby Hitchcock and her crocheted items. Plum Bazaar will be hosting Riley Crabtree and Ella Neely. They will be having jewelry there. And then Middle Ground Books and Gifts will be hosting Sam Banks, and Sam will have fun fall felted items. So there's a lot of fall. There's a lot of just art to see. So grab a jacket and head downtown.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting here with the First Friday, and this has really been in the place for years, is once a participating artist gets in, they obviously want to continue, but it's the same thing on the businesses. Once a business seems to participate for the first time, they're continually back on the list here. So what does that signify for you, specifically on maybe the business connections and the business value that they see here with this event?
There is definitely value for businesses. They see increased foot traffic. They see increased sales during the art walk. And it's really something to take advantage of. And we do have a core venue roster. And then we add in, you know, some come for just a few, some, you know, just like the summer. So, yeah, it's definitely a value for businesses. And we've had some really great partnerships. And we appreciate all the businesses that want to join us. It's been really great.
Well, let's find out how we can participate in the First Friday Art Walk. When do things start?
Things start at 5, and you can pick up a passport from any of the participating venues, then go around, check out the venues, talk about art, visit with artists, buy some art, and have your passport stamped at the participating venue, which is the Sweet Granada, plus 7 others, and then turn your passport in by 8 to be entered in the prize drawings. And the passport prize this month is from the Sweet Granada, so that should be incentive.
That is big incentive right there, yeah. So
yeah. Yeah,
a lot of venues and, boy, a lot of variety, a lot of art to take in here with the September 1st Friday Art Walk getting underway at 5 o'clock. Kat, appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you. Kat Dorcas, First Friday Art Walk, 5 o'clock, start time, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we're still open for most of next week, so let us know.